I have a lot of friends in the arts community here, and that's, you know, the community I'm part of, you know, music and arts and everything. And there was a dear friend of mine made a film called King Crawfish. Great film, looks amazing, sounds amazing, and the story is amazing. There was one omission. What was missing from the film, I thought, was the Creole culture. That's part of Brobridge. I'm from Brobridge. My family goes back to St. Martin Parish, living in St. Martin Parish, over 200 years. You know, my mom does a lot of genealogy research, and I'm an amateur historian, too. I have a great interest in the history. One of the things that always got under my skin was that I'd hear Cajun, 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 Cajun all the time. My mom kind of instilled in me that we weren't Cajuns. You know, because we're not. Nothing that's wrong with Cajun people. It's just the definition that's specific to a certain people from a certain area. And although we share a lot of the same things in common, like the French language, even that's different. You know, Creole French spoken by African descendants is radically different than Cajun French. And people even from this area will tell you that. The French that's spoken in Eunice is different than the French spoken in Sicilia. And I think that's a little detail, but it's important. It's affected our community in a way that's profound, that we need to identify why Louisiana is such an amazing place. We know it's amazing. And I think that we need to recognize and acknowledge all the people that have made it an amazing place. And I know, like, you know, back in the 80s or the 70s, there's this huge marketing campaign for tourism, and Cajun was a catchphrase.
There's a place in Louisiana where they celebrate life with a French accent. They call it Cajun country.
I think that can be dangerous because it kind of leaves out a large part of the story and a large part of the population here, and a large reason why the area is so great. You know, there were Africans here the same time that the Acadians got here, maybe 40, 50 years apart. So we've built this place together. It's not a racist thing. I think it's just a problem with acknowledgement and perception. It has a profound effect when you omit a population that's part of the population. You don't acknowledge or recognize them. And using those terms like, you know, this is Cajun country or the Cajun dog. When I was watching Connie's film, and again, it was a great film, yeah, I just felt so upset. And when I did speak to her, she was wonderful. And we talked about it and she agreed, but she was in a position that she was commissioned to make the film. So not that anyone gave her certain directions, it just wasn't, I think, part of the scope of what they were focusing on. I just feel that a lot of times someone needs to speak up, and not in an adversarial manner, but just in a, like, you know, hey, let's bring some information to the table. And I think that, you know, someone may say, well, this is just semantics, you know, come on. Like, I was talking to someone that, it was working on a project with the Bayou Teche, right? Cleaning up the Teche, and that's a wonderful project. I was born and raised on the Bayou Teche, and they had this campaign, Cajuns for the Teche. And I wrote to the organization, I said, well, you know, my family's been here over 200 years, and we live on the Bayou Teche, and I'm all about that project, but you're excluding so many people by saying Cajuns for the Teche and making a call out, come on, all you good Cajuns. Well, that's great, but for someone who's non-Cajun that has a stake in the Teche, we just feel a little alienated, a little isolated, because there's no way we're ever going to be Cajun or identify with that. And it's not about the food you eat or the way you live. It's really about where you're from. I mean, right, because it comes from Acadian, the Acadians, who were descendants from the people that were expelled from Nova Scotia. So I think it's, that is, I think, the definition of the Cajun people. That's their story. I don't fall under that definition. My history is that my people came from France and Africa via the Caribbean. We didn't have anything to do with Canada. I've never been to Nova Scotia. I don't know if anyone in my family's been to Nova Scotia, but we definitely have a stake in Louisiana, a history with the Cajun people. I just think that's a lot of people can identify with that, with those issues. Gumbo even, right? The word gumbo, it means okra in Africa, and the Africans brought over okra in their hair from Africa, and like cayenne spice. That's, you know, it's native to Louisiana, the cayenne pepper, but I think the Indians and Native Americans used that spice and introduced it to the food. So it's, I mean, you know, it's important to recognize where our culture comes from and why it is what it is without isolating people that are in part responsible for it, why this place is such a great place. People came here about the same time and are dependent on each other. There's a symbiotic relationship. No one's isolated. Yeah, you know, we're all doing this together. And that, I think that's important. Now, not to take away from any one culture. I mean, the Cadians do have a distinct, impact, and they bring distinct things to the table that are unique to their culture. The music is one of them, but you have early Creoles that are playing like la-la music and juré, which are the roots to the modern Cajun and Creole music that you hear today, like zydeco. And, you know, that stems from an early Creole music called la-la, you know, and early French music. There's a lot of similarities because, you know, people played, they did play together back in the day. So, and you just need, I think sometimes it gets lost in the shuffle. And in the excitement, we need to educate, you know, our young folks, especially I believe in the African American community, that you know you do have a stake in this culture. You do have a stake in the heritage. Even the architecture, the shotgun houses, those you can follow the trail. There's the same sort of house in Africa. And then the same sort of homes in Haiti, right? Where the slaves moved from Africa to Haiti and then to New Orleans and then up to Acadiana. And you see those shotgun houses everywhere. So it's in the food, it's in the architecture. It's in, you know, how we do things, how we're such a creative people because we had to be here. We're isolated in a lot of ways from the North and from that industrial sort of, center, the industrial centers up there. So we had to do things any way that we could, I think, down here. And we're so unique because of the isolation from the rest of the country. I hope what I'm trying to say is coming across. Okay. That, you know, I'm not saying that anyone's bad here or nothing, but it's just, you know, let's not let our community get lost in the shuffle. Members in this rush to popularize and bring people down here for tourism, let's not forget the reality of our history, you know? And I think that's important because it does have an effect on folks. I mean, I know, you know, people's participation in the community, if they don't feel they're a part of it, they don't feel like they're invited fully, you know, that they're not gonna participate. I mean, a lot of people talk about, well, why don't a lot of, you know, African Americans go out to the restaurants around here? Well, you know, they couldn't, right? 50 years ago, you know, you couldn't. You had to drink from a certain water fountain, you had to do this, and, you know, but it's just part of that culture. So, and I see that changing. Slowly, I think come together as a community and recognize that everyone has played a significant part of it. You know, there's so much progress, you know, that's been made and everything's fine. I see some inequities here and I see that, you know, the African American or Creole community here maybe doesn't always participate in events at the Acadiana Center for the Arts or, you know, or Downtown Alive, or even Festival International. They kind of, you know, don't feel a part of it sometimes, you know. Sometimes I'm the only African American or Creole person of color at an event that is paid for by the entire community. When we identify the culture and the great things about this area as Cajun and that alone, and that's like the predominant feeling, I think it has an effect on the rest of the community.
Thank you.